Skip, Nadra, and the Philadelphia grand jury. As the contretemps surrounding Dr. Henry Louis Gates and the Cambridge Police Department recedes into the roiling news flood, we learn, if anything, that even a president has limits when it comes to a teachable moment. For as any school teacher could have taught him, learning is a two-way street. When the student is closed to the lesson, ain't nothing getting in. Skip Gates, a man possessed of a healthy sense of humor, has even joked about the incident publicly. And in my imagination, I can even hear his distinctive chuckle as he answers the question, "Are you all right?" with a quip, "Yeah, I'm okay. The only thing hurting is my dignity." Dr. Gates, a prolific writer, acclaimed academic, and PBS broadcaster, was, precisely because of his known identity and status, spared the indignity of being beaten or worse. Most African Americans are not so lucky, as shown by the beating administered to Nadra Foster, a KPFA radio volunteer who was attacked, beaten, kicked in the head, handcuffed, and arrested after a station staffer called police and told them incorrectly that she was banned from the station. According to various witness accounts, Nadra was bum-rushed by at least 8 cops. This happened a year ago, August 2008, and no network chatmeisters put Nadra's story on the tube, nor did the black presidential candidate announce he was a friend of the black mother who worked for over a decade at the station as a radio producer, nor that her beating, kicking, handcuffing, and arrest were handled stupidly. She still faces numerous charges of assault and trespassing. That's because in America, it ain't nothing new. Just recently, a Philadelphia grand jury, expertly led by a local DA, refused to indict a half a dozen cops who brutally beat, kicked, bludgeoned, and stomped 3 young black men who were allegedly suspects in a city shooting. This grand jury refused to return indictments despite videotapes from a hovering helicopter showing the men struck repeatedly by over a dozen cops as they lay face down in the street. The 3 men were later acquitted. To add insult to injury, the grand jury report, scripted by prosecutors, insisted that the beatings were helpful rather than harmful. I don't think the first grand jury report on the Rodney King case, which cleared members of the LAPD, went this far. But news is man bites dog. It is that which is unusual. And black people, men, women, and juveniles, being beaten by cops isn't unusual, even if on tape. There'll be no beer for the 3 young men beaten in Philly streets, nor for a black mom beaten at her radio station. Their brutalization, it seems, isn't a teaching moment. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.